CRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
Viewpoint.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio's Viewpoint. I'm Hadi Salavi, your host. Here in the studio, I host Sayed Muhammad. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, and also we have Brother Rouhani, like always. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, welcome both. Today, we're going to talk about a new topic. You know, let's start with this. Beauty of life is in varieties and differences. We see all around us differences. With each comes different requirements and tasks. Life is a combination of varieties we see, but is it true when it comes to mankind? Are all people, men and women, equal or not? Should they be treated the same? On what basis they may differ? How each should be treated? Today we're going to talk and discuss these ideas in these questions and many more if we have enough time. Don't go away. So let's start with Sheikh Rouhani. And I have this first question about gender equality. Can you elaborate on this idea, this question, this next question, that even in Quran we have some superiorities? I mean, Quran is more, some people say that is more male dominant. Is it true?
I'll help you out with your question and then I'll answer that same question.
Okay.
I think it's better that you consider the verse الرجال قوامون على النساء, that men are maintainers of the women.
Okay.
Or that 124,000 prophets that
even
are
this
male.
One, even this verse, this
yes.
What you just mentioned is
exactly.
Is a pretext for those people
exactly.
To say that, oh no.
Yeah. That's exactly where these feminists are kind of referencing the Quran to say Quran is misogynistic, it's male dominance, and so on. You can also find other contexts in Islam that shows this same thing. For example, 124,000 prophets. Mm. They're all male. None of them are female. But again, the question is here. Is it the responsibility of a woman to be a prophet or not?
Mm.
For example, can you ask a monkey to swim? Can you ask a fish to climb trees? Like I mentioned, Allah the wise, God Almighty the wise, the Hakim, He created man just as the way He created the woman. And He knows what is perfect for man and what is perfect for woman. He knows what is perfect, what is the responsibility of male and what is the responsibility of a female. Does that mean that female cannot reach perfections without being a prophet? No. Females can reach the highest
form
of perfection.
You know, just wait a minute. When you most of the stories are around of males, okay, it brings this idea that males are more important.
Or they're more mentioned. They're more mentioned, not necessarily important. Look, which scholar or which imam do you find that even
I'm just
Shia,
telling you that this brings this idea that. Wow, most stories are around.
They're more mentioned.
Men.
They're more mentioned. Males are more mentioned, but it doesn't mean that females do not have a part to play in this. Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullahi alayha, which imam does not owe his dues to Lady Fatima? I'm talking about in the Shia the sect. Or even if you look at the Sunnis, they also pray they pay their highest form of respect to Lady Fatima, salamullahi alayha.
Yeah, I know, but
Lady Maryam mentioned in the Quran, Lady Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, being the wife of the biggest enemy of God Almighty at that time, was a form of perfection, was in the highest level of perfection.
Okay, thank you.
So they're males are more mentioned, yes, because of the way God Almighty has architectured the society, the Islamic community. Why? Because males are to be outside. Male are to be in the foreign ministry per se.
Mm.
They're to be the providers. They're to be the protectors. Whereas the females are their responsibility is to be in the home, giving the mercy, that kindness, that love, and the warmth in the family. That's why the females have less responsibility. They do have responsibilities when there is justice and injustice. Females must stand alongside male. When there is a form of protest against injustice, females must stand. Lady Fatima al-Zahra, she didn't stay in the house when the Khilafah was taken away from Imam Ali. She came out. Right? Okay. Likewise, Lady Zainab. But their responsibility, their main responsibility is to provide warmth in the house.
Okay, so this is what, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Let's ask Sheikh Rouhani this question. Even, you know, if we see this inequality, I should say, in ahkam or in rituals we have in Islam, even sometimes we say that males have, you know, the rituals for male or for female are very different, and this is not right, or this is kind of, you know, it's not just. What's your ideas?
There isn't any special kind of preference for men over women. You know why? In ahkam, for example, in Islam, we men are ordered to provide all the sustenance and whatever our wives need, and we have to work outside hard. We have to go outside and working, and we see providing our family, particularly our wife, with whatever,
you know,
he needs,
see,
inside. Let me finish.
Yeah, let me finish. Okay, sometimes
this is a kind
women
of duty,
get,
you know,
the same.
This is a kind of duty for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any kind of, what we can say, superiority for us.
Sometimes we see women, working women, that they have lost their, you know, men.
I think there's no superiority. You know, men should work outside hard and hard to provide ladies with whatever they need. They should stay inside. You know, shouldn't go outside. Is it a kind of blessing for men or women? It's for women.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
Because women should live, should be inside in a very peaceful environment, you know, and they should just tell their husbands that you have to provide me with sustenance.
That's fair enough.
And it's the duty of men should go outside and work.
But
and
what,
to provide his let's say, wife with a very beautiful, calm, and let's say, peaceful environment to bring up the children in a very peaceful kind of environment, you know? So this is the difficult and very, let's say, hard job for men to work, you know, to provide the wife with
the
all facilities.
Is this, but what so, if
look,
a
it
woman
is, not superiority,
is in that
you know?
Role, you know?
It's not any superiority for men. Rather, it's for women.
Okay, so I got it. But you know what I mean? When a woman takes that responsibility, should we give them the same share?
No, it shouldn't be, you know, because the nature of women is different from the nature of men. The thing that we can do outside, women cannot do it, you know? The women has different responsibilities and men have different responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We all should fulfill our own different responsibilities. Mm-hmm. There's no equality there here, you know?
Yeah.
Because what our wife, what mothers do is different from what mm-hmm. fathers should do.
Okay.
You know, we should not mix it.
Is it based on the role?
It is based on the realistic nature of men and women.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I'll answer the question in a different way. You said, for example, what if a woman assumes the same role of being the provider of the family? Let's assume that, God forbid, a sister's husband has died and she is taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have to get back to what Islam is and what God is saying, because it was God who said man is a provider and woman is the one who is going to provide the warmth in the family, right? So what does God say that when a husband dies, what should the woman do, right? God Almighty, in different places in the Quran and in the Hadith, it's mentioned very clearly that it is better for a woman to marry back again.
Okay.
Marry once again.
Uh-huh.
There is no problem. You know, that's why Islam does not close the doors like Hinduism. That when a woman's man dies, then she no longer can marry with anyone else. Islam says you should marry after four months of iddah. Mm. Marry back. Your womanly nature, your motherly nature should be preserved. It should not be falsified. It should not be corrupted.
Mm.
There are circumstances where you have to go out, like Lady Fatima.
So you mean there are some ways or some doors to knock on, and there are some decisions
definitely
to take.
There is no dead end in Islam. I will give you a very small story if we have time. A man came to the noble prophet, and he says that he did a very bad sin. I'm not going to repeat that sin.
Mm-hmm.
A very great sin.
Mm.
A sin that is seen in the eyes of Allah is a very great sin. And the Prophet got really angry at him. And then he said, what is the solution to this? The man asked the Prophet. The Prophet says, is your mother alive? He says, no. He killed his own daughter. I'm going to be honest here. Because at that time, in the time of paganism, they used to bury their own daughters alive. Their small, your infant daughters alive. He said, is your mother alive? He said, no. Is your grandmother alive? No. Mm. What about your aunt?
Okay.
He says, yes, she's alive. Then go and do khidmah and service to your aunt and make her happy. And maybe through making your aunt happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. So there is no dead end in Islam. There is no dead end.
I love this idea, maybe, that there is no dead end and we have to look for some solutions.
Yes, definitely.
But what if we can't find any? Or what if, do you believe in that or no? You think we should do something and then some doors will open? Is this your, some people
With regards to women working outside, the opinion of Islam is clear. There are certain roles and there are certain jobs that women must work. For example, a female doctor, a person who can deliver the babies and nurses and so on. These are necessary things in the society. Sometimes in the police and in the policing of a society, you need female as well to tackle females, right? Mm. All of these are jobs that are necessary. It's fine. And Allah and Islam does not deny any of this. Mm. As a matter of fact, it's encouraging this. Mm. But the role of a female in a society, in a family, should not be corrupted or misunderstood. That's why all of these jobs come under conditions. They're not just like for male, whereby they can just adopt any job and role they want. They come under conditions so that they can, their nature is not corrupted.
So we have to take care of this.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. That's why a woman who loses her husband and can marry again, bismillah, as a matter of fact, that's encouraged.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, dear Dr. Rouhani. Thank you for you.
It's a pleasure.
Said Muhammad, for being here. The concept of equality and being equal is a very slippery slope that we can talk over it times and times and over again. And next time you ponder over it, I want you to consider this idea. I, as a human, do you have equal talents and abilities? It makes no sense to have equal shares if the answer is no. Yes, we are all human, and as a human, we have some equal rights to have, but can we have the same share based on our different talents and capabilities? Today, we tried to shed some light on this issue. I hope we could shape a framework for you to think more clearly and get better ideas. This wraps up today's episode. May the Mighty bless you all.
شفعة أنا لها أنا